With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. During his first term in 2017, President Trump signed into law the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, a historic economic achievement and long overdue reform of the U.S. tax code. The move had numerous benefits, with families, farmers, and businesses receiving much-needed tax relief. But without congressional action, those financial benefits will soon expire.
December 31st is the date when the Trump tax cuts will expire. So we have been working on Tax Cuts and Jobs Act accountability reinforcement since 2017, since the idea was first introduced.
Speaking with Salem Radio Network, Ashley Klingensmith of Americans for Prosperity says preserving the 2017 Trump tax cuts will save Americans trillions.
If they are not renewed, we are talking about a $4 trillion tax hike over the next decade. At AFP, we are in communities year-round, 365 days a year. 21 years running now, and we meet people where they are.
Also at SRNnews.com, former Congresswoman Barbara Lee wins the Oakland mayor's race. Reporter Bernie Bennett has details.
Former California Democrat Barbara Lee was projected to win a special election and become the next mayor of Oakland, according to Decision Desk HQ, in what became a closer-than-expected race amid growing voter dissatisfaction over the direction of the city. Lee won the nonpartisan-ranked choice election over a field of more than a half dozen candidates, with the most prominent being former city council member Lauren Taylor, who was the runner-up to now former Democrat Mayor Sheng Tao in the 2022 mayoral race and emerged as this election's dark horse contender. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Luigi Mangione will be arraigned in the coming week in the murder trial of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. This is SRN News. Christian practices and pro-life opinions are linked, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to the Public Religion Research Institute, the more frequently an American goes to church, the more likely it is that he opposes abortion. People who pray regularly are also more likely to be pro-life, as are those who read the Bible on a regular basis. The poll seems to indicate that the more a person practices his Christian faith, the more he will come to the conclusion that unborn babies are living human beings whose lives need to be protected. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The nation's 9,000 Catholic employers do not need to abide by federal regulations requiring accommodations for workers who seek abortions. That's a ruling issued this week by a federal judge in North Dakota. The Catholic Benefits Association and the Bismarck Diocese filed suit last year, challenging the Biden administration's EEOC regulations on implementing the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. This is SRN News. The American Legislative Exchange Council used Tax Day this week to release its annual Rich States, Poor States report. President Jonathan Williams says they've seen a trend among those states that rank poorest.
But what we see consistently at the bottom states are states that have big government policies across the board, high taxes across the board, and then they play special favorites and pick winners and losers based on who has the best lobbyists in the state capital. And that's the approach of the bottom 10 states almost every year.
Economist Jonathan Williams was interviewed by Salem Radio Network. Sam's Club phasing out its in-person checkouts at all of its 600 locations. The retail giant will replace its checkouts with scan-and-go and just-walk technology, so customers will have to scan their goods on the Sam's Club mobile app. Then an AI scanner will check the goods when a customer leaves the store. Capital One gains approval to acquire Discover. More on these stories. SRNnews.com.